Proclamation number 3137, dated the May 29th, 1944. Correctly use mental activity. Will. Making correct use of the gift of intelligence is absolutely essential for the soul's higher development, since the human being was given intellect so that he can mentally process everything that exists and happens around him and thereby reach conclusions which consciously make him seek the eternally divine. By using the intellect, free will becomes active in him, for a person will only want something if his intellect has portrayed the benefit of this volition to him, thus the will is always the result of thinking. And the correct use of intellect, i.e., to want what is good and to detest evil, must inevitably advance the soul's maturity. One cannot speak of correct use of intellect if the latter impels someone to behave badly. In that case, the gifts of intellect are being misused. With serious and sensible deliberation, a person can easily recognize the activity of a wise creative power which brought everything surrounding him into existence and that this creative power continues to care for its creations. Once a person has come this far, then the intellect will be able to persuade the will into making contact with this creative power, for he is to regard himself as an independently thinking being, thus as his living creation. Subsequently, he also has to acknowledge the Creator as an equally thinking being of supreme perfection, and this awareness is enough to establish a connection with the Creator. Every human being can arrive at this conclusion if he uses his intellect in order to come closer to the truth. The fact that his mental activity will be correctly guided afterwards is this Creator's working as soon as the person has consciously established a connection with him. However, the human being was given intellect in order to use it until the moment of contact, thus it was added to free will in order to enable the latter's move in the right direction which leads to the goal, to contact with God. The only condition is that a person must want what is good of his own volition, then his reasoning will invariably lead him to the goal. Thus the intellect has to be used for activating the will to consciously establish a connection with God, yet prior to that this will must have made a decision in favor of God, otherwise the mental activity will have been used incorrectly by refraining from all serious deliberation and merely assessing the advantages and disadvantages of his surroundings and what takes place therein. In that case, he will not be making full use of the gift of reasoning and the result will be accordingly. He will never reach the goal. Instead, he will always doubt or be mistaken, for he is influenced by good or evil forces according to his will. With earnest use, the mind can even change an ill will, and this is indeed its task. For this reason, the human being has to justify himself if he misuses the gifts of intelligence, if he fails to use it for its actual purpose, to come closer to the truth, which God does not withhold from anyone who seriously strives for it through earnest mental activity. With the right determination, he will be extremely successful, and after serious deliberation, he will also influence his determination to aim towards the same goal. Amen.